Now, will you note what follows this? God's going to judge him. And I want to tell you, it's a severe judgment. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Now, you have here the judgment of Satan. And you find out that the Lord Jesus had said that he saw Satan cast like lightning out of heaven. And in the book of Revelation, we see that. And finally, we are going to see that he's cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. And that's prepared for him. He's a creature that set his will against the will of God. Now, God is working out a great plan and a great purpose that's far beyond the thinking of any person down here. And it's not for you and me to question. It's for you and me to trust him, because he's prepared to extend to us mercy and grace and love. Now he goes on and gives here the judgment upon this creature that is coming. Now he says here, Babylon was being controlled by Satan. You remember Satan offered the Lord Jesus the kingdoms of this world. Babylon belonged to him, but back of Babylon was Satan, back of the kingdoms of this world. This is a tremendous revelation that we have here. And he says, verse 22, "For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant, son and nephew, saith the Lord." And he says, "I will make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water." Now, if you have ever seen the ruins of Babylon or any pictures of it, you can realize how literally this has been fulfilled, that there it stands over there today. It'll be rebuilt in that valley. It'll be a Babylon again, a place of the world rulership. And you'll hear the Babel of voices again. There'll be the Tower of Babel against God, lifted against him. And again, God'll come down to judge. That'll be the final judgment. You see, that's the reason these great truths have been given to us in the book of Genesis, is to let us know what's coming in the future. And he also mentions here in verse 25, the Assyrian. "I'll break the Assyrian in my land." And he represents the king that's coming from the north.